Case number 9963, William and Elizabeth Miller, south of Woodland Circle, west of Elmwood Avenue West, being lot 14 and part of lot 15, block C, section 1, within Angola by the Bay development, a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Full name and address, please.
William Miller, 23544 Elmwood West.
All right, and place your hand on the Bible, please, and do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for these for your two variances?
Yes, I had a previous house on the I'm having moved and donating to a nonprofit agency. And I want to build a larger house on it, three-bedroom versus three-bedroom. And I can't fit it on unless I use the original footprint. So that's what I'm asking for. And what I'd like to do is show you the plan of the existing house. And
right here?
Okay, you have
it. Yeah, we have one, sir.
Okay. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but in our community, we have to go before the my homeowners association and do the same thing. So I got their approval from their end.
Go ahead and add down there, sir. Appreciate it.
Now we're coming to the higher authority to request this.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, there for the board's consideration, lot 213 and 212 had variances next to 214, which you are, right?
Yes, sir.
Correct. Okay. Mm-hmm. And also 218 and 220.
All right. Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Adler? Mr. Mel?
Yes, your existing dwelling is 20 by 40?
Yes.
Basically. And you're going to build from the ground up on that same foundation?
No, we want to remove the foundation, put new footers in, and then come up with five tiers of concrete block.
Okay, and it's going to be exactly the same footprint?
No, this, if you look at the diagram, this back comes back from the dash line back to here.
I'm not privy to that.
Okay.
Do we have another drawing? Okay.
Just have the one, right? That's it.
What I'm looking at appears to be a survey of the existing home.
Mm-hmm.
And what your request is not build any further into the setbacks, is that correct?
That's right.
So you're going to build further
back
into the rear,
yes,
of the property, but not on the sides or front?
No, the exact same setback.
Okay.
Which is 8.5 foot and 25 foot.
Okay.
From the front. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So your request is for a 4.2 foot variance on the front and 1.3 on the side.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Let me grab her now, though. Being there's no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
One more question.
All right.
Okay, your new drawing here shows a 40-foot wide house.
Okay.
And the original was 40 foot 2 inches.
Which is okay.
So that, it's...
That drawing was done by Beach Homes.
Okay.
Okay.
So the new house is going to be 40 feet?
Yes. Okay. Just as it says there.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, the chair will entertain a motion then.
There's no opposition?
There's no opposition. Okay. No.
Mr. Chairman, I think because of its existence and being non-conforming, makes the request unique and necessary to enable reasonable use of the property as the applicant suggested. I don't see where it's necessarily been created by the applicant. I don't see where it'll alter essential character of the neighborhood and is a minimum request to afford relief. Therefore, I'd make a motion. We approve case number 9963.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9963. All those favor the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
We thank the board very much for this. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Have a good evening.